Welcome to the Awaken Therapist podcast, where we explore a holistic and transpersonal approach to therapy. In season three, you'll hear live demos, expert teachings, and dynamic interviews to inspire you to awaken transformation in yourself, your clients, and the world. I'm your host, Harmony Quiker. As a psychotherapist, author, and visiting instructor at Naropa University, I created this podcast to empower you to unlock the magic of psychotherapy. To learn about our trainings, community, and resources, check us out at awakentherapist.com. In this episode, I sit down with a volunteer who shares so vulnerably about her experience navigating sex and love addiction. If you're unfamiliar with this term, sex and love addiction describes a compulsive cycle of seeking intimacy and connection or validation in ways that ultimately keep us feeling powerless and disconnected from ourselves. After a recent breakup, the volunteer found herself struggling to return to her daily routines, grappling with the grief of letting go, the frustration of losing a familiar community, and the painful awareness of how much her sense of safety had been entangled with another person. As part of her recovery program, she made the difficult decision to temporarily give up attending meetups for 90 days, which brought up feelings of deep sadness, anger, and a sense of injustice. Throughout our session, I supported her in turning toward these emotions with curiosity and compassion. Together, we explored the embodied experience of grief and rage, as well as the part of her that felt young and forgotten, the part that longed for connection and reassurance. This work included gently bringing awareness to her attachment wounds and supporting her in experiencing both the strength and tenderness that were alive in her body. In the last half of this session, we moved into a process of reparenting and completing unfinished business with her inner young one. This powerful experiential work helped her reclaim the parts of herself that had been left behind in old patterns of longing and offered her an opportunity to meet her vulnerability with compassion rather than shame. This demo session is such a beautiful example of how Gestalt therapy helps us transform cycles of codependency and addiction by cultivating embodied awareness and becoming a secure base for ourselves. As the volunteer turned toward her sensations with presence, she began to recognize the way her mind projected outward, fearing that others would forget her, while in truth, she had been forgetting herself. In Gestalt, we see how projections dissolve when we meet our direct experience without judgment, revealing a deeper self-understanding that no one else can hand us. As Fritz Perls said, we live in a house of mirrors and think we're looking out windows. In this session, the volunteer discovered that the safety she longed for could be found within her own presence. This is the essence of learning to trust ourselves again, one breath and one embodied moment at a time. To listen to the full unedited episode, join us on Patreon. If you'd like to learn more about facilitating this deep work, check out my book, The Awakened Therapist, Spirituality, Consciousness, and Subtle Energy in Gestalt Therapy. I hope this episode inspires you to create spaces where your clients can meet all parts of their experience with curiosity, tenderness, and a deeper sense of self-acceptance. Now, I'm just wondering how you'd like to use our time and what's here for you right now.
Yeah, big transition time. I was on a trip and just coming back to landing back in routine is such a kind of gross feeling sometimes. It was like the first time that I went alone on a trip somewhere. It wasn't even like a big trip, it was just an hour away from my house, but it still felt pretty significant. In the aftermath of a breakup that I guess happened in like, it happened many times, but the most recent one was in April. Yeah. And the thing that's kind of like been stirring for me is there's this app called meetup.com, and it's a place where I feel very free, like, to go to these things and meet people. It's where I met my ex. And when we broke up, he became a host for one of the groups, one of the singles groups. I'm in recovery because I couldn't like let go of this person without help from SLA. I just couldn't do it. And now that I have, it's 92 days that I haven't spoken to him, I haven't seen him, like no contact. And that feels really good. But now I also have to give up meetups temporarily because even if he's not there, sometimes like I'm afraid that he'll show up. Or last week or 2 weeks ago, he was at a venue very close to the meetup. So it was just like impacting my sobriety, and like I had to go home, and it was just a very crappy feeling. And so yeah, I talked about it with my sponsor, and she said, "All right, you just don't go to any meetups for 90 days." And that is like, it's creating so much anger and injustice, and like I have this like inner young person that's saying like, it's not fair. This was exactly what I was trying to avoid this whole time. I wanted to go to these meetups just for like for fun, for play, for so I'm really pissed that I can't go.
You're pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you notice in your body right now, sharing that?
Like a lot of heat. Like all in my chest, belly, like, and I know that it's gonna help me in the long run, but it's like, it's not fair. It's just not fair.
Yeah, I just want to make room for the pissed and the not fair, the injustice. Yeah, I see you closing your eyes. Just feel free to turn towards yourself. And on the one hand, you know it'll be good for you, but on the other hand, you're mad. Yeah.
Yeah, because he doesn't have to do any of this.
What do you notice when you say that?
It's more like unfairness and injustice, and like he can just continue to live his life. And I know that he's moved on because his friend told me. And I found that out at a meetup. So like I know that me going to them is just hurting me. Not every time, but the 2 weeks ago was pretty clear to me. And like, but it's still the part of me that needs this recovery program is like, haven't I already given up enough? Like I've already given up this person who I was addicted to, And now I have to give up this as well for 90 days. So it's temporary, but it still feels like not fair. That's like what I keep coming back to.
Yeah. And what do you notice in your heart right now?
It's the grief.
Yeah. I see your fingertips there on your heart. Just tending to your heart. Just letting yourself grieve the loss. It's a huge loss. Community, resource, connection. Is there anything your heart needs from you right now?
I think just some comfort, like understanding that I worked really hard to develop that community, and it's not even, they're not deep connections, but it was something like reliable. I think that's the part that's the hardest to walk away from.
Yeah, the reliability, the consistency. Yeah. What do you notice in your body when you say that?
I think there's like I'm accessing some sort of like some strength of like pride. Like I felt less of like the grief kind of decreased.
The sort of sat up straighter a little bit.
I worked really hard, and like I know how to form connections with people, even if they're not like always so deep, but they don't have to be. Like they can just be people who you see every week, who you laugh with, play silly games with. And like, I don't know, I didn't have a lot of that growing up. I was always like a really serious kid, and I didn't have a lot of friends. And like this, yeah, this was just like a place where I could go and I didn't feel awkward. Or if I did feel awkward, everyone else did too, and it's fine. I just don't want to be forgotten. That's what's on, like, I've been talking about it with my sponsor, and that's the fear of, like, if I just stop going, everyone's gonna forget about me.
Letting yourself feel into those words. You don't want to be forgotten. Yeah, that makes sense to me. What do you notice when you turn towards yourself?
There's just some disappointment because I was doing really well yesterday. When I went on that trip by myself, there was like such a sense of comfort with like being with myself. And now it feels all murky and unsettled.
You had said re-entry was kind of gross. You had said, yeah, murky, unsettled.
I just want to go back to the soaking pools that I was at, and I was finally able to like focus on a book, and I was finally able to edit some poems. Like, I feel like that door is just like shut, closed again. Be in this like messy world of having to look out for my ex's car everywhere, and you know, in crowded grocery stores and parking lots, and I don't know, and then just like that unfairness is, it feels like a like getting kicked in the gut.
Oh, and what do you notice about your breath?
Like it was deeper and heavier, like a sigh.
Yeah, and just still with your eyes closed, I just want to reflect what I'm hearing. Is that okay with you? I hear that you had a recent breakup and it was like feels like the final breakup. Like it sounds like it was an on again, off again relationship that you found your way into SLA and you have a sponsor like sort of helping you to recover from your addiction to him. And I can see how your lives have been intertwined through meetup and just through the grocery store, just being in town together. And there's this like amazing resource of the soaking pools, which I just felt the goodness of that when you shared that resource. This really important piece about not wanting to feel forgotten and the injustice and the unfairness that you're changing your life and he's not changing his. What do you notice when I reflect all that?
I just feel understood. Like I don't have to like downplay my feelings. It's like he doesn't have to change anything, and I don't like focusing on my own changing. Like that was the whole problem, is I was so codependent. I spent all my energy on helping him in ways that he, some of it he did want to be helped and some of it he didn't. And now I don't get to do that. And I have to do the work by myself. And it's pretty unbearable sometimes.
And what do you notice in your body?
A lot of tightening in my throat. I don't want to do it alone.
You don't want to do it alone. I'm just bringing in more awareness to your throat, just letting yourself feel that. And if you're willing, just validating that, it makes sense to me that you don't want to do it alone. Just being tender with that longing. Just keep making more room for yourself, opening to yourself and your experience. There you go. Just a few more like that. I find myself wondering what it is that you really want for yourself right now. Like, what part of this do you want to transform?
I want to be able to trust myself that I know how to do this work. And I don't need him to like validate my own worth.
Yeah, just let yourself feel that. Let them, yeah. Just making room for all that emotion. Yeah.
Yeah, my sponsor said that the addiction can be really obvious with like someone you're in love with, but it's like it can show up really subtly too, and it can be really sneaky. It's like the meetups were like the last thing that he touched. I just have to, for 90 days give up all those connections and all the potential, and it's just wild to me that I feel so much about it.
Yeah, it sounds like it snuck up on you. Yeah, you weren't expecting that. Yeah, and you want to trust yourself to be able to navigate this, knowing that you don't need him to validate your worth. And what do you notice when you say that?
I think it's just we're just not there yet, and it's scary to me that I didn't even know this was going on until I found the program. I thought it was just a hard relationship, and I was gonna make it work no matter what.
I see. What do you notice in your heart right now?
Yeah, it's like layers of grief, but then around it is that layer of recovery that is 90 days in the making. And yeah, it feels kind of like the ground is really fertile. Nothing's growing yet. There's like maybe a few things that are about to break through the soil, yeah, sometimes the grief like wants to cover that layer, and it's like, no, it's not time to, you don't get to do that yet. Or
Yeah, and with your eyes still closed, I'm just wondering if you're open to trying something.
yeah, sure.
I just want to offer maybe that we just take a moment to get him completely out of this space, just energetically. I see you nodding yes. Does that sound okay to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just using your awareness, your breath, your words, your hands, anything that feels authentic and true for you, just getting him completely out of the space, making more room for you, letting him be where he is. Just take all the time you need. Yeah. Just making more room for you here. What do you notice?
There's some tenderness for me. Like, I think I have this way of going through recovery with like a tightness.
Yeah.
Like, you just gotta make it through and it'll get better. But I also know that I must make room for softness too.
Yeah, just taking a few more breaths here, just letting yourself feel the tenderness and softness for yourself. Really receiving it all the way into your attachment system. Yeah, there you go. What do you notice now?
It's kind of interesting. When I was trying to soften, like everything was very rigid in my torso. But then it's like I try to give it more breath, and yeah, it allowed that. But the initial response was to like tighten more. Yeah, because I really need the rigidity to basically stay sober from this person. But I also need the softness, like you said, to just like make room for me.
Just showering the rigidity with gratitude. It sounds like it gives you that inner support and strength. Yeah, and you had said you want to trust yourself to find your way through this, and it sounds like this is a resource for you in that. What do you notice when I say that?
I was kind of like trembling a little bit. Just feels so fragile that the trust that I'm building is so new. And the not fairness is so powerful.
Yeah, I have attention on as your inner young one. What do you notice when I say that?
Ever since entering recovery, I've felt extremely young. Like I can't even believe my age.
I see.
She's really mad at me for even being in recovery.
I see. Is it okay with you if we give her some attention?
Yeah. But I think she's creating that trembling.
If you found this episode meaningful and want to hear the full conversation, you can access the entire episode by joining us on Patreon. Your support helps make this work possible and allows us to continue offering deep experiential content like this. As a member, you'll also get access to extended sessions, discounts on trainings, and behind-the-scenes discussions on the therapeutic process. To join the community and learn more about our trainings, visit us at awakentherapist.com or click the link in the show notes. Thanks for listening.